Cliff Kingsbury spoke to you guys. And coming up, Double Play 345, Beltway Blitz, also at 4 p.m. Everybody with it. We're down. Here we go. Let's go through Cliff Kingsbury. He spoke today. We'll have some audio from Dan Quinn later on in the program. Jaden Daniels is at the podium as well. We'll have some of that. Well, let's just go down the list here, Chris. We will start number one, cut one, from Cliff Kingsbury, who spoke this afternoon.
Yeah, DQ has created a tremendous culture. The organization has as well, just starting at the top with Josh and then AP, type of people they brought in. So I'm excited to continue to learn from DQ and these other coaches and continue to try to build this thing.
That's something that you hear a lot. And when they're bad, not this team, but any team, you roll your eyes about the culture, about the brotherhood. Hold on. I got Grant's bell here.
Yeah, there you go.
About the
brotherhood
what?
Bell.
Brotherhood. And you just go, come on. But when it works, it really is beautiful. And it seems like, at least for 1 year, it worked.
Yeah, I mean, the culture is actually dang good.
Thank you very much.
Bruce Allen would say, right?
Bruce, like, yeah.
It's funny that when he's saying it, it sounds stupid. When Ron Rivera was saying it, it sounded stupid. But when Cliff and Dan Quinn and these guys say it, it doesn't sound as stupid. You don't want to know why? Winning.
Yeah.
Winning. It fixes a lot of things, and it's funny hearing guys like Sam Cosmi, dudes that are kind of left over from the previous regime, talk about, yeah, they said we had a culture before. We didn't have a culture. He's like, this is a true culture. So I think it's true. Like, these guys understand that this is about winning, and everything that they do is about that.
Yeah, it's like butterfly wings. It's you know, very, very hard to get one. Very, very hard to have it and maintain it. But when you do, it can be something pretty special. Let's go to cut two. Cliff talking about building an offense around Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, he works extremely hard. I mean, that's all he kind of thinks about is how he can get better. And watches a ton of film, watches a ton of football overall. And so that organically really takes care of itself in a way when you have a guy who wants to be that great. And then just the pieces we brought in, high character guys that have done it at a high level, continue to try and take another step with the guys we have coming back. We're just working to get better. I think overall, that's a group that's hungry, not just Jaden, but it's a group that's works really well together, very coachable, and wants to improve as a unit.
This was my point about Jaden Daniels. Now, obviously, tools, the athleticism, the smarts, the arm, the aptitude, all the great things that made him an incredible prospect, Heisman Trophy winner, superstar, coming out of college. Yes, I've seen that before. Not the exact skill set, but you know what I mean. I've seen the guy that was better than everybody else in college football before. That was why you bet on him. To me, it was he had the perfect journey for me to become a star athlete. It was highly touted because of the gifts. Frankly, underachieved to a degree for a little while at Arizona State. Had to kind of have a come to Jesus moment. What do you want to be? How do you want to do it? And he decided, whether there was a moment or a series of moments, I don't know, where I will not be outworked. You might get me. Won't be because you outworked me. I will leave no stone unturned. And that, to me, is why I had so much confidence drafting him at 2.
100%. And having a guy that you know is out there doing the best that he can. Again, everything that he does, all this stuff, doesn't guarantee success. But I can tell you one thing. It puts you in a position so that you can be successful. You're doing everything exactly how you want your franchise quarterback to be done. And he doesn't do anything too crazy. Like, he's not someone we're talking about, will he have a drop-off like C.J. Stroud had last year? You know what I saw C.J. Stroud doing between his rookie and second season? Hanging out with Micah Parsons every day, everywhere in the world. Have you seen any of that from Jaden this year? You've seen him at different stuff. You've seen him at basketball games. You've seen him at concerts and different stuff. He can live his offseason, but he's not doing anything that is going to hinder what he can do on the football field this season either.
It's going to cut six about improvements, because Toby referenced this. The hardest thing to do, Grant always puts it as writing the second bestseller, but to me it's that going from year one where you took the league by storm. I mean, again, it's lazy just to compare to Griffin, but bear with me. When nobody had seen the read option, nobody had seen what they were doing, and then they saw it, and then they had a whole offseason to figure out how to slow it down, how to stop it, what to make somebody do not great. And if you don't have the wherewithal to go, yeah, I got away with that then, but I won't get away with it in the future, I need to improve at it. And again, that's not a Daniels problem, thank goodness. What does he have to work on this offseason? Cliff addressed that.
You know, he's a guy, like I said, organically it's going to happen as you continue to work with each other, and he continues to figure out, you know, his game and this offense and master the offense. So it was more just get some rest because he wanted to get right back into it. So hey, get some rest, get away from it, and then attack it. And he's done that. I mean, he is very highly motivated to be as good as he can be, and that's always exciting for the organization.
Let's go to cut 7 right away on that one. The offensive line. Last year, I think they got away with it, having an offensive line that probably wasn't great. It's not how I would have built the group. And they were successful. I'm not telling you that they weren't. Adam Peters and company know what they're doing. To me, I wouldn't be able to sleep at night knowing that I've got this difference-making, franchise-altering, everybody's success, everybody's key card's going to work or not based on what Jaden Daniels does. I'm sparing no expense. If I have to act to build an actual physical wall, I will do that just to make sure that kid is safe. And they got away with some stuff last year. They improved the group. It wasn't bad, but it's not as good as I would have done it. They decided that was an area for upgrade this offseason, and Kingsbury addressed that.
You know, that's where it all starts as a play caller. So the ability to, you know, have the entire playbook open and feel comfortable with whatever you call, I think it is always made easier on that group is really good. And I thought last year they were tremendous for what we asked them to do, and playing with the rookie quarterback and really helping him along, and hopefully the pieces we added this year will just make him that much better.
So you heard him reference it. He did the right. He didn't say, man, those guys stunk last year. Thank God we got some new pieces. You heard the caveat, what we asked them to do. AK, yeah, we squeezed the most out of that stone that we were going to squeeze. Now enter Tunsil. Now enter Connerly. Now you move Coleman probably to a guard spot in theory. With an upgraded center spot from last year, all of a sudden, 60% of your O-line is going to be different, presumably upgraded. The whole playbook's at your disposal. Maybe against Philadelphia, you can't call the double move. Maybe against Kansas City, if you played them last year against a really good defense, you can't call the slower developing play that requires a couple different bits of sequence to break open for something down the field. Against Detroit, you feel comfortable because they got you and me rushing the passer. But you couldn't do it against everybody. Then all of a sudden it gets dictated to you. I feel like now maybe, in theory, if everybody's healthy and kicking butt, now you got everybody on their heels because the entire playbook's at your disposal.
Yeah, three things real quick. You talked about this earlier. Like, Jaden Daniels is the most important person in this franchise. Anytime you're going to spend resources to protect him, great. Secondly, every single year you watch the Super Bowl. Everybody does. And what do? You look at what were the key takeaways from that Super Bowl. What was the big takeaway from this one? The fact that Philly's defensive line absolutely obliterated KC's offensive line.
Yep.
So you want to improve the O-line. That's what we were all saying the next week after the Super Bowl. And then thirdly, it just so happens that team that won the Super Bowl is in your division. And oh, by the way, so is Micah Parsons. So is the Giants pass rush that now has Abdul Carter, Brian Burns, Kayvon Thibodeau, Dexter Lawrence. Those are three formidable teams that you have to face in the division. You're going to face those teams 6 times. So bulking up the offensive line, obviously you want it for Jaden, but it also makes sense for your division.
Damn right it does. Again, it's, you know, I have no issue with focusing on Philadelphia. I think of some coaches don't operate that way, and that's totally fine. But I remember Joe Gibbs coming back saying we got to beat Dallas. Steve Spurrier got back to Florida, said, doesn't matter what else we do, we got to beat Georgia. You go to Ohio State, you go, we got to beat Michigan. You go to Michigan, we got to beat Ohio State. I mean, that's, you start there, you build somebody that can do that, you got a great chance against everyone else. That's the gold standard. Philadelphia's been to 2 Super Bowls in 3 years. They've had 2 different builds that have been to and won a Super Bowl in the last decade. We underestimate that. Yeah, one franchise in Kansas City is there every year. We take it for granted, right? They got Pat Mahomes, they got Andy Reid. Okay. Everybody else there in Philadelphia, save a ball boy, that idiot Big Dom, and like a couple linemen, are different. And they've been to the Super Bowl a couple of times. That's tells you everything you need to know. Howie Roseman's excellent. You beat them, you got a chance. So I love that. I love with an eyeball towards who they are and what they're doing and how we match up against them. Because I'll take my chances. If you're good enough to beat Philadelphia, split with them or beat them twice, bring on whoever else. That's kind of how I feel.
And give our guy a chance because you believe your guy is better than theirs. So give your dude a chance and every opportunity for Jaden to go win you football games by protecting him.
So this question I think was fun, and I want to get an answer from Kingsbury. It's about Jaden Daniels' frame and his body. The way it's labeled in the old cut sheet is not something I'm going to repeat, but I just want you to know it's funny, and I'm chuckling, Mullins. Tip of the cap to you. Did Jaden Daniels put on some weight this offseason?
I think he's still pretty lean, you know, but he's definitely worked really hard at his fitness and the weight room. And I mean, he's here early and stays late and does all the things. So I'm sure I haven't seen his weights, but I'm sure that he's a little bit thicker than he was.
You got a little teaser as to what it was. Okay, there you go. This is, to me, the crux of why we're playing all this audio. We're going to get into a topic here after this. So let's discuss this one, Chris. Play clip number 11. This is Kingsbury on the potential for some of his offensive players to be upset with him.
Yeah, I've never had a great player that didn't want the ball, and so that kind of comes with the territory. But that's one thing I think that DQ has created where it's, you know, the team above anything else. And these guys that had their success last year and got their touches, they know bringing Debo in, there's going to be less, but we're going to be better. And I think when they're able to sacrifice for that and understand that the ultimate goal is winning, then, you know, it all works itself out. But you want those guys. I mean, they're going to be pissed. I'll get cussed out a few games, but it just comes with the territory. You'd rather have really good players cussing you out than bad players cussing you out. So.
800-636-1067. Isn't that good?
Rather yes,
good
fantastic.
They've all of a sudden, you look up, they got some good players on offense. We saw how valuable Austin Eckler was last year when he was healthy. It's just a different offense with him. There's two different kinds of easy that I always talk about in the league. There's the DeSean Jackson, Tyreek Hill, one play, touchdown. That's easy. That's fun. There's the other kind to me, which is little flare pass, 15 yards, field position changes. You go from receiving the kickoff, getting the touchback, start at the 30, whatever the hell it is. Now you're on the other side of midfield. Just because you flipped it to a guy who made a whole bunch of something out of not that much. Eckler provided some easy. You add Debo Samuel to that, and in theory, Tobes, I know you're not as bullish, but we'll get to that in a second. That's what he's going to do. There's a lot less over the top. There's more, I turn my flare screen that was going to Olamide Zaccheaus or Jamison Crowder, I give it to Debo Samuel. I'd rather have him, even if he's diminished from what he was a couple years ago.